At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm super excited to have Annie Mersing, Director of Advancement at Seneca Valley School District, and the Director of Development for the Seneca Valley Foundation. Annie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Seth. Thanks for having me.
I'm so grateful to have you on, Annie. I feel like that both of us crossed paths many times throughout the year. We just haven't had an opportunity to sit down and talk more about what you do and the amazing things that the foundation does for the school district and for the community at large. Because I don't think people realize that foundations are very involved in the community. Sometimes you get swallowed up with a lot of other nonprofits and organizations. So that'd be great to have this time for you and I to sit down, share more information about what the foundation is. And you have some exciting events coming up. So we want to get that information out to the community as well. So I'm looking forward to this. And why don't we get kicked off with the best question of all? What is the Seneca Valley Foundation?
Yes, I get that question a lot. So the Seneca Valley Foundation is the nonprofit arm of the district. We're a 501c3 dedicated basically and ultimately to encouraging excellence and innovation in Seneca Valley schools. So we work to give students and staff the extras that the district's budget just can't necessarily support, but the things that set Seneca Valley apart from other schools in our region. We do this with the support and donations from our generous families, alumni, local businesses like yourself, other nonprofits like our Rotaries in our communities, and really just the community at large. So we typically focus our kind of energy on things involving STEAM, early literacy, global citizenship, and the arts. But like I said, we're really open to funding anything that encourages our students and staff to be innovative and to really just promote academic excellence.
Now, to do that throughout the year, do teachers or students submit proposals or requests to the foundation?
Yeah, and so that's one of the more organic ways to get funding through the foundation. Teachers can come to us through an approved fund request process. They have to first get approval from their building principals. Then they bring it to myself and Dr. Vitale, our superintendent, and the foundation's executive director. We kind of vet the request and make sure it aligns with our mission. And then we take it for consideration to our amazing board of trustees, who is comprised of multiple facets of the community. So we try to make it a good mix of people. There's parents, business owners, alumni, teachers, and a couple of administrators. They all have really great insight and a deep commitment to making Seneca Valley a better place than it already is and to make us continue to thrive and flourish.
Now, I think I was a part of one of the opportunities that you helped to fund, which was No Cost to Shop. And it is a program that I talk to people about every single day. I've pushed some organizations to help No Cost to Shop, but you know, organically. But yeah, you know, programs like that, are they sustainable because of what the foundation does, or, you know, maybe it's the kickstart to get them going?
So I think with any nonprofit, it's always the hope and dream to seed great things and then allow them to really flourish. And that's what happened with the No Cost to Shop. We, a wonderful staff member, paraprofessional Michelle Eppinger, who has a heart of gold, came to us with this idea with the support of her administrators over at the senior high, brought this incredible idea that we knew would impact so many students. We seeded it, and it has really just become so much more than it was ever intended, and is helping so many more kids than we ever imagined. And thank you for your support of it. We get tons of community support. And so it's gotten to the point where it's almost getting too big. And so we kind of have to rein it in because, you know, we only have so much space to handle donations. So we're making some strategic adjustments with it, but continuing to help kids, continuing to give kids a real life shopping experience who may never get it in another setting, and to fulfill their needs without embarrassing them. So really great thing. Yeah.
Now, do you have another program that might not have gotten the overall press and, you know, ribbons and celebration like No Cost to Shop, but it was a, you know, maybe an idea that just came out of the blue and, you know, might not be talked about as much to the community, but internally has been one of the greatest things you guys have been able to do?
Well, gosh, that's a hard question to ask, because in my mind, we have many things like that. But I would say one of our underutilized projects is our mini grants for students wanting to attend the VOTEC program. Oh. So, you know, we've talked about this before, how so many students have so many avenues outside of school. And once mm-hmm. they go, you know, start their careers and go to college or wherever their path leads them. And the VOTEC can be such a vital resource for some kids. And we see that. And we offer mini grants for students wanting to attend to pay for the supplies and equipment needed to kind of relieve that financial burden. So say a student wants to go to VOTEC and wants to go into the computer course, which is one of the more expensive courses that they offer. I think it's almost $500 for supplies and equipment, because they have to buy the, I'm probably saying this wrong, software or something like that. So we will provide, we will pay for that for them. We've paid for work boots for mechanics. We've paid for scrubs and the nurse jackets for students going into the medical assistant program. So that's one that I really don't think is utilized enough, and I would love to see grow. We've done some other great things as well that I take great pride in, like book vending machines at our elementary schools.
Which, by the way, I don't want to steal your thunder. I saw one at Ermine Crest and was like, oh my goodness, what is this?
Yes, it's so incredible. Now, we can't take the credit for the one at Ermine Crest. I believe that was the PTO that put that there. But the machines at CVE, Hain and Rowan are all ours, and with the help of PTOs, they supply the books, we supply the machine. It's so cool, and the kids, they light up when they use it. It's one of the best experiences I've had, seeing that those machines unveiled. We also fund field trips to Westminster, Geneva, Allegheny colleges for our younger learners to get, you know, an experience on a college campus. And there's different projects that happen there, like with science and musical experiences. We funded a field trip to the Pittsburgh Zoo last year for some of our exceptional students who would never have the opportunity to go there. And we also have been annually funding a field trip to the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville. So that's always very touching, and it hits our hearts. So we're happy to do that for students.
Wow. I don't think I realized all of these things that, you know, the foundation does. And, you know, sometimes it's great to get out and celebrate a lot of those achievements. And yes, I agree with you. The VOTEC program, look, I want to push as many people. Look, if you don't know what you want to do, and maybe school, you know, in the future isn't really what you want to do, go learn a trade, go learn a skill set. You know, right now, especially, that's a hot commodity.
Absolutely. And I don't think people realize, I'm going to give a little plug to the Butler VOTEC system. It is incredible. We recently took a tour up there, and to see what students are doing at 16, 17, 18 is incredible. And not only just their career paths, but things that they're going to utilize for the rest of their lives, in their own homes or in their parents' homes. And it's just really cool to see. And I think part of me wishes that I went to VOTEC, because there's a lot to be learned there.
I'll tell you what, that VOTEC is immaculate. If people have the chance to go through Leadership Butler County, one of the days is to get to spend time there, and you get to walk through each and every program. I had the fortune to be enabled to go through in pre-pandemic, and they were helping to build little houses for Habitat for Humanity in the woodworking shop. And you're just like, I didn't know this, you know, these students were doing this, and, you know, carpentry skills and everything else going into that. So yeah, it is immaculate.
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, how do you raise the funds then? Because I'm sure that you probably have a few different missions throughout the year, through events, through private donors, you know. How can people help to fund the efforts that you do on a daily basis?
Yeah. So in order to fund these extraordinary things, we raise money through a few different ways, fundraisers, events. We welcome memorial donations and corporate sponsorships. Thank you, Armstrong. We do have an annual golf outing, which is set to take place on August 1st. It's always a great time at Cranberry Highlands. This year, we'll be hosting our second annual Ryan Gloria Memorial Run on November 3rd. Our first event for Ryan was last year. It was an incredible success. We welcomed over 360 runners or participants. Just overall great day, and I anticipate another great day on November 3rd. But I have to tell you, the event that I'm most excited to talk about is the one that is coming next week. It's happening on Wednesday, April 17th. The Harlem Wizards are coming to the senior high school to take on the Seneca Valley All-Stars in an incredible display of athletic ability, charm, and entertainment. I just cannot express my excitement for this event. It's something I've always wanted to bring to Seneca Valley. I think it's really going to bring our community together. I can't wait to have our young Raiders come up to our secondary campus with their families and see this awesome, epic event, more epic than the Eclipse, I think it's going to be, although that was pretty amazing too. So doors open April 17th, Wednesday. Doors open at 6, game starts at 7. Tickets are just $15 a piece. We wanted to keep it very reasonable for families. We have an amazing concession stand set up with the help of our PTO at Ermine Crest. They've been amazing with getting donations for that. Fun for Our is our half court sponsor. Our new friends, DR Horton, is our slam dunk sponsor. Back Home Barbecue and Pepino's Pizza is going to be there. Just so many great things happening at this event. It's going to be super fun. And there's a whole list of our sponsors and concessions available, more details on our event page on Facebook. So check it out if you haven't already, and make sure you get your tickets for that.
And I'm guessing it's just Seneca Valley Foundation on Facebook.
Yep.
Perfect. So I'm sure listeners are wondering two big important questions. Who are the Seneca Valley All-Stars?
Ooh, so there is a host of Raiders that make up the Seneca Valley All-Stars. We picked some dynamic personalities from our elementary schools. Just to name a few, Alex Kraniak, who is an assistant principal at Ermine Crest. He's going to join us. Oh gosh, you're putting me on the spot here, but I'm gonna get a list here super fast. Mr. Happy, who is amazing at Ermine Crest. Miss Miller, Miss Mormon, she's a school counselor. Miss Richards, Senorita Mossbacher, whole list on our Facebook page, but really our great teachers who were brave enough to take on the Harlem Wizards. It took not a lot of incentives to do it because they were happy to, but I have to imagine it's pretty scary to face these guys on the court.
Well, I was going to ask, and that was probably question number two. Have there been any practices? Because I can only imagine the Globetrotters are just going, or the Wizards are going to just be running every amazing, spectacular play you've ever seen in a basketball game on the All-Stars.
So I've heard they've been practicing nonstop. And we just got some sweet jerseys, courtesy of Media Frog and Zelia Noble, that are awesome. They're really going to complete the whole team dynamic. So, yeah, they've been working hard, and they're going to show it all off on the court.
Now, the Harlem Wizards, for our listeners, they are a traveling group that goes around the country. And it's not just about basketball. It is about entertainment. And they do have an educational purpose to this as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. They are motivating our students to, you know, be cool, stay in school, be nice to each other, anti-bully message. And that's, we tied it to all the proceeds are going to benefit our LEAD program at the high school, which is really shaping, and we're helping to shape students' positive behavior, how to treat each other with respect, how to be your best self. So we thought that really tied in well with the Harlem's message and conveying it to our younger learners and our friends down at the elementary level.
No, for sure. Now, are the players going to stick around after the game, sign a couple autographs, and get some photos for fans in attendance?
So there is a meet and greet opportunity. I think it's a level in the ticket department, so you kind of have to buy that opportunity. But it's, again, relatively inexpensive. You can see all the breakdown of those opportunities on their website, harlemwizards.com. But yeah, it's super interactive. They'll pull some kids down. And actually, they're going to be visiting our elementary schools a wizard will visit each school on April 17th on game day to say hello, to meet some new friends and the kids excited about the game.
That's really cool. I hope you sell this thing out. Are tickets going fast?
Tickets are going pretty fast. We're on a good slope. We're more than halfway there, so we're excited.
Yeah. No, that's great. So people should plan to arrive early. I will put the link to the Harlem Wizards website in our show notes, so you can click the URL directly and go and purchase your tickets. Okay. Annie, if you have former students or people in the community that want to get more involved with the foundation, you know, maybe it's purchasing tickets, you know, for the Wizards, or, you know, maybe it's another event this year. How can they go about doing so?
Yeah, so I would encourage anyone interested in learning more about what we do is to check us out on Facebook. We're on X. We're not on Insta yet, but I'm working on it. We have a tab on the district's website, so svsd.net/sbfoundation. My contact info is there. Feel free to reach out with any questions ever. We have a section that highlights everything we do in the district's monthly newsletter, Raider Pride. So I would just encourage anyone to get connected by looking at those things. And one other thing that I was hoping that folks would want to get interested in is helping the Seneca Valley Foundation through the EITC program. Mm. Which, Seth, you know lots about.
Yeah.
We're going to really be focusing more on that this year. If someone doesn't know, the program allows businesses to receive a tax credit for contributions made to education improvement organizations, which the foundation is. So essentially, businesses are able to support us while reducing their tax liability, a win-win for all involved. I know a lot of people in this community and our alumni are business owners. I realize it's an extra thing for business execs to do, but it's such a great program and so underutilized in Western Pennsylvania. I would really love to see us take advantage of anyone willing to support us through that program. Feel free to reach out to me and let's get connected and let's get started.
And I was going to ask that. So, you know, say a business owner really doesn't understand the program. Are you able to help walk them through that?
Yes. So I'm no expert. However, I can do my best to answer any questions and get the application process started. And really sometimes it's just getting that conversation started, right? Mm. I'm able to connect with some folks at the Department of Economic Development in Pennsylvania. So I can connect resources and make it work.
Perfect. Annie, anything else that you'd like to share with us today? I know we have a lot. We have a great game coming up on April 17th, but just want to make sure that we hit anything that we might have forgot or reinforce your message here today.
Yeah, I would just love the opportunity to say thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you to all of our friends in the business world for connecting us to resources. Thank you to our families and our students for being great Raiders and just everyone in the community for supporting what we do. Keep an eye on us. We are growing. We're getting better every day, and we are excited to have the support of this community.
Well, no, that's great. And Annie, thank you so much for what you do as you're helping grow our future leaders of tomorrow and providing opportunities that they might not have even known were capable to happen for them. And it might lead them to a path of larger success and dreams that they never even knew existed.
Thank you.
For more information on the Seneca Valley Foundation, log on to svsd.net. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.